ocean is incredibly deep, from what I'm told. It's an endless body and my blood runs cold. I'm standing still, I'm standing. And somewhere in the back of my mind, there comes a thought, like the flash of a camera your parents bought. I'm standing still, I'm standing still. So we are alone, and we are together for just this once. I go on pretending I don't care, but I'm asking you nicely to stand here beside me. And yeah, I had a little too much to drink. Yeah, it goes down a little faster than I think. Everybody circles the sun on New Year's Eve, like the great parade that you just can't leave. We're standing still, we're standing still. And somehow in a crowded room, I saw your face, like an old toy soldier glued in place. We're standing still, we're standing still, we're standing still. So we are alone, together for just this once. I go on pretending I don't care, but I'm asking you nicely to stay here beside me. And yeah, I had a little too much to drink. Yeah, it goes down a little faster than I think. Is it really gonna be okay? Is it really gonna be okay? Is it really gonna be okay?
Welcome to episode 60 of Tales from the Dropbox. You're here with Mr. Belding, and I'm going to take you through about 15 songs in an hour. How about that? Anyway, we started off the set with Plum Tree, the song called Scott Pilgrim. It's from a vinyl bundle that's going to come out on March 10th of this year. They're reissuing Plum Tree's first three records on label Obscura. And of course, Scott Pilgrim was the character that inspired graphic novelist Brian Lee O'Malley to start the Scott Pilgrim series. And then, of course, that ended up as a movie. Pretty cool. Anyway, Plum Tree was formed in 1993 in Halifax. They lasted until about 2000. They consisted of sisters Carla and Lynette Gillis, and with Amanda Braden, Nina Martin, and later Katariana Sterlin. They were a big hit in Canada, made no impact in the United States, of course, but now you can hear them in all their glory. That's coming out on label Obscura, and that label's out of Toronto, so you can pick that up. Pretty cool. And then we followed it up with another Canadian band, Tokyo Police Club. The song's called The Ocean. It's from the record Melancholy and the Infinite Radness, Parts 1 and 2, which came out on Dynalone Records on January 13th. That collects two EPs that came out last year. If you're familiar with Tokyo Police Club, these two EPs are a marked shift, I think, in their sound. These are really straightforward, non-quirky, syrupy pop rock, power pop songs. There's a few good tracks. It's not all worthwhile, so I'm not sure if it's Dropbox worthy, but I think The Ocean is, so something to ponder as you listen to the rest of this episode. So we're going to come up, pick up the pace probably a little bit. This is The Race from Talisco.
I'll see.
And that was Una by, wait for it, Beachheads. I told you it'd be awesome. Anyway, that record came out on February 3rd of this year. It's an amazing record. Like, of this episode, I think that's my favorite rock record. Anyway, those guys are out of Oslo, Norway. That's their debut LP, and they're formed from members of the black metal party powerhouse, Velertech. The song Una, obviously, is about instant love. It's really kind of a mix between Husker Du and Big Star. Definitely worth the pickup. I know that it's available from, I think it's Amazon has got it online. It's also available digitally on Bandcamp, so you should look for that. We started everything off on that set with Talisco. The song's called The Race from the record Capital Vision, which also came out on February 3rd, this time on Virgin Records. Talisco is basically Jerome Amandi. It's his second LP. It's based out of Paris, France. Spent some time in Canada and Spain, but is now performing and pretty popular in Paris. And then in the middle of that set, I don't know why I'm having a speech impediment. That could probably be just because I'm old. Who knew? Anyway, that Joy Division sounding track was from a band called A Projection. The song's called No Light. Came out on the record Framework, which came out on Tepet Records on January 13th of this year. That's a retro 80s post-punk act out of Stockholm, Sweden. They originally started as kind of a minimal dark wave band and then have evolved into this Cure, Joy Division, melodic post-punk band. Really cool record as well. You can get that on Bandcamp Records. If you get it from Tepet Records, it's a double LP. So look for that. Coming up next is something out of Philadelphia. This is Steady Hands, and the song is called Grace.
Never run out. And I could give excuses for this month long abuses, but the calendar keeps rolling around. See, I should go home, shake this beer, get a job, but my bed is feeling lonelier than I've ever known. So the road will be my friend, and I'll just keep it heading west from the furthest from being alone. She's looking for a place to go. As a matter of fact, all my past relationships that leave me broken, tired of love and soul. Cause I didn't give a shit of being a true love atheist. I'd rather fill my bed with dirt before if I was going in. I'm fucking down to be alone. 1,000 miles left to go. I doubt that you'll be there when I get home.
I'm 666, a cycle with a twist. At 8 a.m. the bomb was dropped, adventurous, find pleasure there, tidal wave. My mind enslaved, his mercy can't be topped. I find reconciliation in the wreckage.
Thank you.
that surf pop caught you off guard, huh? Anyway, that was the Shivery Shake. Song's called Strange Houses. It's from a record called Three Waves in a Shake. It came out on ATH Records, which is Austin Town Hall Records, on October 31st, 2015. That's their debut LP. Those guys are obviously out of Austin. It's a four-piece consisting of William Glossop, Marcus Hayden, Jack Thornton, and Chris Ritchie. It was originally released on October 21, 2014, but when you got regional pop bands and acts, it's hard to get distribution. So that was finally picked up by ATH. There are 500 clear LPs available. There's only 60 left, and you can get those from the Bandcamp page. Before that was Uranian Club. That song is called That Clown's Got a Gun. It's from the record All of Them Naturals, which came out on Static Shack Records on December 16th of last year. That's the second EP from Uranian Club, which obviously mixes a little Devo-ish 80s new wave with some punk rock. Those guys are out of Minneapolis, and they're former members of Solid Attitude and Nerve. So definitely worth picking up. And then we started everything off in that set with Steady Hands, which is a seven-piece folk punk act out of Philadelphia. The song is called Grace. It's from the record Rude Boys of Rock. Came out on December 9th of last year on Lamo Records. It's a double LP. It compiles the first four Steady Hands EPs. And the interesting note here is, of course, that this is Sean Huber, who's the drummer of Modern Baseball, his side project. So pretty interesting record. I really love the vinyl, so I picked it up. Coming up next is a Portuguese rock act out of Lisbon, Olivia. I don't know if I said that right. Probably not. Anyway, out of Portugal, this band is The Poppers, and this song is called In the Morning.
what you like, 'cause I'm not good enough for you. No, I've seen that you're looking at me. You haven't spoken all night, but you're looking at me. Go. You think you're right, but don't think twice. It's someone else. Or how does it feel to be perfect? And was it really worth it all along? You think you're right. Don't think twice, it's someone else. But how does it feel to be perfect? Was it really worth it all? Oh, I'd love to stay, but we just keep falling apart. You'll be forever.
That was Lincoln Barrett, better known as High Contrast. The song's called Shotgun Mouthwash. It's on the T2 Trainspotting soundtrack, which came out on January 27th of this year in the UK on Interscope Records. High Contrast is basically an electronic music producer and DJ, and that soundtrack to T2 is actually pretty good. It is worthy of Dropbox and a worthy successor to the original soundtrack to Trainspotting. Before that, we heard the Sherlocks. The song's called Was It Really Worth It? It's a single that came out on January 25th of this year. Those guys are out of Sheffield. They've got no album and they're unsigned. They've put out four excellent singles, and I think they're going to be the next big thing for indie pop music in the UK. They had a 1/7-inch that sold out almost immediately, and they're starting a 38-date tour this week in the UK. So look for them. I'm sure they'll end up in the Dropbox at some point. And then we started everything off in the set with the Poppers, who I awkwardly try to get out, are from Olivais, Portugal. I think I did it better with that pronunciation. This is the third LP from these Fuzz Rockers. This record actually has a really good cover of the Undertones' Teenage Kicks on it, so look for that. It came out on Discus, Tigre, and Blitz Records overseas. It was released on January 13th. All right, we're coming up to the final three-song block of this episode, and I think you're really going to like the next topic. Because this is from this weird concept album that came out by the Meat Bodies. Anyway, this song is called Creature Feature. We'll be right back.
nothing to lose. And the parts I wanna say, we disappear, we fade away. We disappear. Maybe tomorrow the sun will shine, but the moon is full. And what's on my mind? Slacking back commercial in the movie of my life. And you know I'll never change. We disappear, we fade away. We disappear. The difference didn't matter anyway. We disappear and we fade away. We disappear. Broken mirror, my hand starts to bleed. Wish I could explain, but it hurts to breathe. Didn't fit in my chest, so I wore it on my sleeve. We disappear.
So that was The Stooges, of course. I Want to Be Your Dog. That's the remastered version. It's on the Gimme Danger, the Story of the Stooges soundtrack, which came out on Rhino Records on January 13th of this year. They've done a really good job, Rhino, of remastering that track. Obviously, that's from the Chronicles of the Stooges film by Jim Jarmusch. You should note that the CD and the LP are a little different. They track a little different, and then the CD's got a couple of extra songs. But that's a really good version of I Want to Be Your Dog, if you've heard other prior versions. Before that, we heard Ryan Adams. The song's called We Disappear from the record Prisoner, which comes out next week, I think, February 17th on Pax Am Blue Note Records. This is Ryan Adams' 16th full-length. Guy's prolific, and frankly, I think he's a genius. I know this is kind of a sideways shift for Tales from the Dropbox because you don't expect to hear some alt country, but I really admire Ryan's persistence in songwriting, and this is, as albums go, this one's a little bleak. Obviously, this one was written in the aftermath of his divorce from Mandy Moore. It's a reverb-laden masterpiece, really. It's a really good record. I've listened to it probably 50 times now in the last month. So there you have it, folks. Pick that album up. Definitely Dropbox worthy. And then we started everything off in this set with the Meat Bodies. The song's called Creature Feature from the record Alice, which came out on In the Red Records on February 10th of this year. This record is also a little different than the first Meat Bodies record. This one has some glam-infected elements in it, and I think it's probably because this is a concept record that Chad Ubovich, who's the vocalist, has kind of put together. So really excellent album as well, and you should find that in the Dropbox near you shortly. Anyway, we're coming up to the end of the set. As always, I thank you for listening. This is... The best way to reach me, I think, is through the blog at dropboxnotes.net, where you can find also some of my social leanings, if you're so inclined. You can also get me on Instagram at Just For Fun Concerts, or on Twitter at JFF Concerts, if you want to shout out for the podcast to your friends, or just give me some comments on things you'd like to see in future releases, because I'm always open to new suggestions, especially from Russell and my friend John in Canada. Those guys pump me full of new stuff now and again. The guy in my office, who I really like, Nate, doesn't give me too much new action, but he at least listens to the thing, so I appreciate that as well. And so for the rest of you out there, give me a shout. I'd really like to hear from you. And we're going to finish everything off today with Sleater Kinney, who I played their record No Cities to Love at the beginning of this whole journey about a year ago. Anyway, this is from the recent released Live in Paris LP, which came out on Sub Pop on January 27th. And I think this is a really great live record. Not good, great live record, because I think it captures the spirit of Sleater Kinney. The LP is mostly No Cities to Love. It's about five of the tracks are from that record, but it does cover... I guess their history over their eight releases. Anyway, we're going to finish everything off with Sleater Kinney. This song is called Dig Me Out. And as always, you should dig me out. And I'll talk to you next week. Peace out.
This is the only time of the whole tour we've done a second encore. You are the best. You are the best.